VetCord, very important organization. We got a man here in the studio. We're going to talk about this for the next few minutes about VetCord, which I think is a pretty awesome. I don't want to say deal because it's not really a deal. For those that don't know, around the country, we have different courts have what they refer to as diversionary programs. And these diversionary programs are, long and short of it, a way for you to make good on what you did and get some education and get smarter about it so you don't have to go to jail. And the incentive is to work your butt off and make that happen. Joey, what do you got to say before we get started?
I just want to say, so diversion, but what's important to understand, it's like a deferred sentence. And what happens is the sentence, the word they use, it's held in abeyance over your head. And I always explain this to people. I said, think of a little angel halo sitting above your head. And so you're in court and you accept, you know, responsibility for what's going on. But then this little angel halo sits over your head. And if after a year or 2 years or whatever the case may be, you do what you need to do, you get yourself squared away, then it kind of just dissipates and floats away. If it doesn't, if you screw up or things don't go the right way, it falls on you and you're marked whatever that crime or conviction could be.
So you're still responsible for it.
You're absolutely. Actually, when the guys step up and accept a deferred sentence and go into a diversion program, they're accepting responsibility for it. They're entering programming and they're toeing the line for the next few years to get what they need to have done so they can have the benefit of having that sentence, you know, dissolved.
And you've had clients that went into vet court?
Many. You know, actually, I'm very proud of our work with vets up here. We've got one here sitting next to me, Joe Allison. And again, it's a huge program because it gives guys that are trying to adapt, and change the opportunity to get back into the community and to use the services and programs that a lot of these communities have, which are great, but it brings them to the forefront and gets them a chance to interact with it.
And let's get Joe on the line, or right here on the camera. Joe, you went through vet court.
Yeah, I'm currently in it right now.
You're currently going through the program.
Yeah, I've been in it about 3 months now.
Uh-huh. And some serious stuff happened. I don't want to get into it because I only got 4 minutes.
Right.
But I want to focus on vet court. But some serious stuff happened.
Yeah, it did. Vet court's it's a great program. You know, in the mainstream court, they basically wanted to bury me, mm-hmm. you know, because of my medication issues and not acting the right way and being kind of a little bit off. But
how much of that was going on was medication issues?
100%.
And where did you get that medication?
The VA.
Okay. So now let's talk about vet court, and you're getting through it. Are you still on those same medications?
No, I made it a point. I just quit. I was done.
Yeah.
And that's been about 8 months now. I haven't taken anything. I do take a little blood pressure and omeprazole for my stomach. And I'm better. I'm clear-headed, and I'm thinking, you know, I still have PTSD, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I'm controlling it.
But you can cope when you're not on the dope.
Oh, right. Definitely, yeah.
I dig it. And so vet court, what would you be looking at time-wise if you didn't have the opportunity for vet court?
If I didn't have that, I'd be doing 5 years supervised probation, which is once a month, you know, checking in and staying clean, you know, because you get tested all the time. Mm-hmm. And versus a year of the same, you know. So it cut 4 years off the probation, and then I'm dealing with people that understand the veteran a little more instead of just
understand all the things that are standing in the way of yourself,
right? Because the VA is sitting there in court also, you mm-hmm. know. The Veterans Resource Center is sitting there next, and they're all working together to help. So the VA's there telling
they're interacting, you know, much better with them. I would just say that from what I've been able to see and what I've seen with Joe is you're dealing with one court function that, like you said, the mainstream, they're dealing with your everyday people. And then with the veterans, it's not that they necessarily slow things down. It's that there's more programs and more people there to understand the medications and the situations they've been through that aren't trying to rush them through and push them out the door. They're actually taking a minute to speak with them, figure out what they need to do to help them be successful. And they're helping them bolster that.
And let me tell America, why is this important? This is important because a lot of us will – and I'm not looking, I don't pull the PTSD card. I just don't. But, legitimately, some guys got some real issues when they come back and they got those issues. So you didn't have to. So shut your mouth if you think this is something that's extra. It's not. It's what society should do, and it's the right thing. Thanks for talking about that. Just got the last minute. Joey, you get the last word.
I just want to say this. You know, I came in today because I was going to come in and talk a little about Mr. Trump's campaign, which I'm having an absolute fantastic time working with. But I want to say this. I've seen a lot of guys out there talking. You know, there's people that talk the talk and there's people that walk the walk. And Donald Trump has continued to donate to veterans, has raised almost $7 million, $6 million just in the last week for vets. And that's an incredible thing. And we want to see that, you know, continue. But again, Donald Trump puts his money where his mouth is, and that's what matters to me.
I like it. I like it. Thanks for saying that. And I know you're going to put some stuff together here in Nevada. Looking forward to help. Everybody, this is Tipping Point Boone Cutler reminding you every warfighter needs two things to survive in any operational environment. That's a battle buddy and a mission. Learn to cope. Get off the dope. All the way. Make it happen. Oh.